All right, Andrew, fifth place tonight. Are you here full season, by the way?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay, how'd your run go for you tonight?
It actually went pretty well in the heat race. We were obviously pretty quick, but we're still on the tight side. Coming out of the box, we're a lot better than we've been in the past years past. Russ helped us out a ton by doing what we needed to do. We're just still a little off. It was flat. The car handled great in the feature. It just we're a little flat. They're pulling away from us, but I'm happy with the way the car's handling. We just got to find some speed.
I've been asking everybody this tonight. One third of the starting field tonight were rookies. What kind of advice is you, I guess you're a veteran now in the class, what kind of advice do you have for them, but not only them, the other two thirds of the field that maybe need to have a little more patience?
Yeah, the biggest problem that we're going to have, and hopefully it doesn't carry over from next year, is the rookies are usually fine. It's the other third that drive like rookies. So hopefully we don't have that problem again. I mean, I don't know what happened down in turn one, but you can't have people wrecking going into turn one right as the green flag comes out. If that was a rookie and that was a mistake, I don't know who it was, then that's fine. That stuff happens. But I'm just afraid that it's going to be a recurring trend as the year goes. And we actually did a pretty good job tonight. I think we stayed out of a lot of trouble. We got in a little bit of hang up there at the end where there's a whole bunch of cars wrecking left and right. But I think the cream will rise to the top here once we get the handicaps the way they need to be.
Also a good thing to have so many rookies entering the class.
No, the rookies in the class are great. Everyone's got to understand they were a rookie at 1.2, so you can't criticize them. I have nothing against the rookies. I think a lot of them are going to do good stuff. At this point, I think the biggest thing they got to learn is how to deal with everybody individually. Everybody, you have to drive different around. Some people give you room, some people have absolutely no respect for you. So you kind of got to learn that because it really affects how you pass cars, and that's where the big accidents happen is they try the same move that worked on one car they just passed on another car, and it causes a 10-car accident, and that's not particularly their fault. They just got to kind of learn how everybody operates.
All right, and finally, who'd you like to thank?
I got to thank, first off, my dad. It's critical. He gets me up here every week and really puts a lot of effort and time into the car. Tom, giving me the opportunity to continue to do this. Obviously, it's not ideal to have a driver coming from Charlotte every week, but it's been good. Gary and Scott have been crucial, helping us get the car to where it needs to be on race day. And finally, on a side note, Ray Hedger, Russ Brown. They've been our setup guys when we're out to lunch and helping us get the car dialed in. So I think it's going to be unfortunately, probably lose a couple to Russ this year, but I think he's going to be an asset to us being here, so I definitely got to thank him.